Now, here is his condemnation of the religious rulers of that day. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Physically, they were circumcised, but in their heart and ears, uncircumcised. That is, they would not hear God any more than the crowd, the mob, down through the years had not done. Ye do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they've slain them, which showed before the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. The law was given by angels, you see. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. My, how they hated Stephen for saying the things he did. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Now, let's not argue about the right hand of God. Somebody says God's a spirit, which is the right hand. I don't know. The important thing, the right hand is the place of prominence, the place of honor. God says that he would glorify him, gave him a name which is above every name, and he would exalt him. He's highly exalted. He's on the right hand of God. Now he's standing on the right hand of God. And he went up there and he sat down, we're told. That means redemption was finished, but that doesn't mean he's not working today. And he's there to receive the first martyr, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with loud voice, stopped their ears, ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Two young men, as we said at the beginning, they are together now for the first time, only time and last time. They are enemies. And they stone Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." When he had said this, he fell asleep. His body was put to sleep, and Stephen went into the presence of Christ, who stood up to receive him, the first martyr of the church. But there was standing there a man that day, another young man, and he is a Pharisee. He thought he had everything. But he looked up into heaven. As this man Stephen said, "I see heaven open." And as he looked longingly up there, Saul could say to himself, "I don't see anything, but I'd like to see something, because I have a very empty heart. If I only had what Stephen has." Well, we're going to come across this man Saul again, you can be sure.